And they invited me to go to Durban to observe the trial of the UDF leaders, which took place in Pietermaritzburg. And I was a member of the British branch of the International Commission of Jurists, and I happened to know quite well the Secretary General of the International Commission of Jurists, who was then Neil McDermott, an English lawyer, former minister in a Labour government. And I contacted him and said it had been suggested I should go to the trial in Pietermaritzburg, and I asked if I could go as his representative, and that's what I did. So I had an official status there as the representative at the trial of the International Commission of Jurists, and that led to an even closer involvement in the South African situation, and of course I got to know a good deal more about the legal setup there as regards apartheid, and subsequently I suggested to Neil McDermott that we do a full-scale study of the legal aspects of apartheid, particularly the security laws, and he agreed to that, and I was then appointed to lead a longer examination of the security laws, which meant spending some weeks in South Africa, travelling everywhere, frequently in a somewhat clandestine way, meeting people who are on the run, people who are in hiding, and so on. So even being smuggled into prisons. So it made a big difference to me, my original connection with the UDF leadership, and that first trip to Durban and Pietermaritzburg was the first of a number of visits.